We're doing Bein Yaakov. We're up to Pei Tes in the standard editions. Daf Nun Vav in the Gemara Brachos. Shal Ben Dama Chotosh Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael. Ben Dama, the son of Dama, the sister of Rabbi Yishmael, asked his uncle Rabbi Yishmael the following question. He said, "I had a dream. Ra'iti shnei lechayai shenashu. And in my dream, I saw my two cheeks that they fell down." So Rabbi Yishmael said to him, the interpretation of the dream is your two cheeks represent two battalions of Romans that were speaking badly about you and they wanted to harm you and they died. So those who spoke badly against you fell and you don't have to worry. Bar Kafra said to Rabbi, "I saw my nose fall down." He said, "Okay, we know that anger is often called charonaf, the flaring of the nostrils. So anger has ceased from you, has fallen from upon you." He said, "I saw my two hands cut in a dream." He says, "Oh, you're going to be so wealthy, you won't have to use your hands to make a living anymore. You're going to be able to take it easy from now on." He said to him, "I saw my two feet hacked off." He says, "Oh, you're going to be such a noble, you won't have to walk around anymore. You're going to be riding on a horse." So you see, that's why it's so difficult today when people think they have bad dreams and then they're all worried. You see that sometimes something can seem terrible and the rabbis interpreted it to be good. So we don't know exactly how to interpret our dreams. So we don't take them so seriously because we have no clue what they mean. Chazai damrili ba'adal mitat v'nisan lo chazit. I saw that they told me I'm going to die in the month of Adar and I won't merit to see the following month, the month of Nisan. Amalei ba'adulta mitat. He said to him, "You're going to pass away with great strength, great glory, v'lo atit lidei nisayon." And you won't come to Nisan, represents Nisayon. You won't come to a situation of test. You're going to pass away in great glory. You're going to pass away without worry. Look at that. He thought it was clear as day. They told him he's going to die this year. Die in Nisan. You die in Adar, you won't see Nisan. He says to them, "You die in Adulta, you die in glory and strength, and you're not going to come to Nisayon." V'amaleu mina l'Rabbi Yishmael. Min is an apostate. It's an acronym for Mitalmidei Yeshu Nutzri, from the disciples of Yeshu. So one of the minim asked Rabbi Yishmael, "Ra'iti shani mashke shemen lezeitim." He said, "I saw in a dream that I was watering olives with oil." So usually oil comes out of olives. Amalei ba'alimo. He said to him, "Yeah, you did incest with your mother. Just like oil comes out of the olive, so too you came out of your mother, and that's what's really going on." Amale chazai dekatifli kuchva. He says, "I saw that I plucked a star, that I plucked a star in the dream." Amale, he said to him, "Bal Yisrael ganavta, you stole from a Jew." The Jewish people are compared to the stars. You plucked the star means you stole from a Jew. Amale chazai deba'alta lekochva, deba'alte lekochva. I saw that I had relations with a dream. Amale bar Yisrael zavante v'achalta ledmei. He said to him, "Yeah, you sold a Jew into slavery, and you consumed deba'alte lekochva, that I swallowed a star." He said to him, "Yeah, you swallowed an Israelite, you sold him, and you swallowed the money." Amale chazai einai denashken adadi. He says, "In my dream, I saw my eyes coming together, cross-eyed. I saw my eyes coming together." Amale ba'alachoto. He said to him, "You had incest with your sister. Two eyes are like two siblings." Amale chazai denashki siara. He says, "I saw myself kissing the moon." Amale ba'aleshti Israel. He said, "You committed adultery with a Jewish married woman. That's compared to the moon." Amale chazai dedarichna betuna de'asa. He said, "I saw myself standing in a basket of asa could either mean tuna dasa is a basket of hadasim. Asa could mean medication. Asa could mean myrtle leaves. So he said to him, yeah, stomping on the myrtle leaves, asa is like me'urasa. Ba'al nara me'urasa. You committed adultery with a girl that was engaged. Amale chazai tuna me'ilai vehu mitatai. He says, in my dream, the basket was on top and I was on bottom. Amale mishkav chafuch. He says, yeah, that's what you do in your intimacy too. Amale chazai uve dehadri lepurye. He says, I saw a raven around my bed. Amale ishtachazantam anashim arbe. He says, yeah, the raven going around your bed is all different men your wife's been sleeping with. Amale chazia yone dehadri lepurye. He says, I see a lot of doves coming to my bed. Amale nashim arbe timeta. He says, yeah, you slept with a lot of women. Amale chazai denakit reyone uparchan. I saw that I was holding on to two doves and then they flew away. Amale tate nashin esavtan. He said to him, you married two women. Upartinun below get. And you sent them away and you never did a proper divorce. Look at this. These are all, you know, here you have, this min comes to Rabbi Yishmael. Doesn't say that Rabbi Yishmael ever met him before. And he's telling him his dreams, and he's telling him, well, this is what you've been doing. Now, the guy could easily have said on any one of these, wrong, but he doesn't. He keeps asking. Amale chazai dekalifna bei. He says, in my dream, I saw myself peeling eggs. Amale shichvi kam shalacht. He said, you strip the dead. You go at night, you dig up dead people and take their clothing. You steal from the dead too. Amale kulut nilbi bar meha delete. So he said to Rabbi Yishmael, you were right about everything but that. I never stripped the dead. He said, everything else you were right, but that I never did. Adehachi vehachi. So the students are standing around, and as they're finishing the conversation, at yaitita vamrale. Hai glilma de mechasa gavra ploniu de mitva shlachte. A woman happened to walk by, and she said to this min who's talking to Rabbi Yishmael, she says, hey, that garment you're wearing, we buried my husband with that. Amar lei chazai damri li shvaklach avuch nichsei bekaputkia. He says, I had a dream. They told me that my father left me assets in the city of Kaputkia. Amar lei itlach nisrei bekaputkia. He said to him, okay, so you have assets in Kaputkia. Amar lei lavazi labuch lekaputkia. Amar lei lav. He asked him, did your father ever go to the city of Kaputkia? He says, no, my father never went there. Im ken kafa keshura dika asara zil chazi kafa dereish asara shehim melea zuze. So then he said to him, okay, so then Kaputkia is an acronym for something else. It's Kafa Kishura. the Kafa means the beam. Kaputkia, he says, you have to break up. They're telling you something else. Kafa means Kaputkia, so you break it up into Kafa Dukya. Kafa is Kishura, is the beam in your house. Dikya Asara. Dikya means the tenth in Greek. So he said to him, if in your dream they told you your father left you assets in Kaputkia, then it means your father left you assets in Kapu, in Kafa, in the beam, Dukya, the tenth beam of your house. Zil chazi Kafa dereish asara, shimla zuze. Go check the tenth beam in your house, and you'll find a lot of money there. Azal hashkach shimla zuze. So he said, okay, if it was right till now, let's go check. He went and checked, and that's what the interpretation was right. So the question is, why did he tell him that? Why did he even answer him? Why did he tell him all these interpretations? So obviously this Gemara has more depth. And we're reading it on the surface. If the guy is such a bum, he's a such a wicked person, why do you keep talking to a person like that? So obviously there's more depth to the Gemara, but in this class our goal is just to cover the ground. But you should know that you can't take the Gemara at face value. Amar Rabbi Chanina, ha-ro'e be'er b'chalom, ro'e shalom. Rabbi Chanina says, if someone sees a well in his dream, so that's a sign of peace. Shenemal, the verse says, ve'achbu avdei Yitzhak b'nachal v'imtzu sham be'er ma'im chayim. It says, Isaac's servants, they dug around the stream, they found a well. The well was of life, and Rabbi Natan amar matzat Torah. Rabbi Natan says a well represents Torah. Shenemal, it says ki motzi matzah chayim v'chtiv hacha be'er ma'im chayim, because the Torah is called life and a well is called life. Rav amar chayim amash. Rava says if you see a well in your dream, it means they're granting you life, just like be'er ma'im chayim. So it's not peace, it's not Torah, it's life. Amar Rav Chanan shalosh shlomotin. Rav Chanan tells us there are three dreams that are indicative of peace. Nahar, tzipo, v'kdera. You guys know this? The river, the bird, and the kettle. You guys don't know this? The river, the bird, and the kettle. Nahar, dichtivin nintalak in hal shalom. We'll expand in a minute. The verse says, God will come upon the city in peace, just as the river goes in peace. Tzipor, a bird represents peace. Tichtiv, katziporim, afot, ken yagen Hashem tzvakot. Just as birds fly, so too Hashem will protect over Jerusalem. Kdera, the kettle, tichtiv, Hashem tishpot shalom nanu, Hashem, you judge peace upon us, etc. Amar b'chanino, v'kdera shen ba'basar shanin. And we're talking about a kettle without meat in it. As it says, Uparasu kaasher basir v'chabasar b'toch kalachat. Okay. So what's going on here? We have three types of peace. There's a beautiful gra on this, and there's a beautiful book that was written based on these lines in the Gemara. A book, one of the great books that's written on marriage called The River, the Bird, and the Kettle. And the Gra, this Gemara, says there are three types of peace. You take fire and water, they can't live together in peace. There's no harmony between them. How do you make peace between fire and water? You put a kettle in between. You light the fire, you put the water in the kettle, now the fire and the water can work in unison, you could have boiled water. That's one type of peace. You need an iron wall between them. Then you have a second type of peace where you have a flock of birds flying together. So they're supportive of one another, they fly together, and that's the second type of peace. But still, there are two distinct bodies, or many distinct bodies. And then you have a stream flowing together where it's all fused, it's basically one body flowing. That's the greatest type of peace. So the Gemara is telling you, a person that has a dream, and he sees in his dream a kettle, so that's one type of peace. If he sees in his dream birds, well, that's a second type of peace. But if he sees the stream, then that's the third type of peace. And obviously, when we think about building a home, then we have to think of how we want to develop the home. Sometimes you have couples that get along well when he's at work and she's at home, and they meet for an hour or two a day. Then you have couples that could get along well when she's in her room and he's in his room. Then you have couples who all of life is a partnership. They don't have to be together every minute, but they don't need that separation, that barrier of separation between them. There's a harmony. They're really one. And even when he's somewhere else and she's somewhere else, they're working in harmony. They've fused. They've become one, which is the ideal peace, which is what we're striving for. Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi taught, Haro'en nahar b'chalom. If someone sees a river, a stream in his dream, Yashkim v'yomar. So then, when he wakes up, he should say, Hineni nateh aleh k'nahar shalom. I will come upon the city of Jerusalem like a stream of peace. And that verse should be the interpretation of the dream. Kodem shikadmenu pasuk acher, lest he end up interpreting the dream with a different verse. As the verse also describes the dream as something problematic. Ki avocha nahar tzar. The prophet, when he wants to describe the enemy descending upon Jerusalem, He says it will come upon Jerusalem like the stream flows steady. So when a person sees a stream in his dream, so then he should wake up and immediately say the verse that interprets it as a positive stream, as a stream that indicates peace. If one sees a bird in his dream, just as birds fly, so Hashem will protect. Before he ends up saying a different verse, the verse says, just as a bird flies from its coop, and it doesn't really rest till it gets back to its own coop, so too a person is exiled. So you don't want to say that your dream was talking about that, so say the other verse. Harek de Rabba Chalom, a person who sees a kettle, a pot in his dream, Yashkim v'yomar, he should awaken and say, Hashem tishpot shalom nanu, Hashem judge us, you should settle us like a kettle with peace. Kodem sheyekadmenu pasuk acher, before he ends up saying the other verse, Shpot asir shpot, settle that pot and settle it, because there's going to be trouble coming. So there's a prophecy in Yechezkel about a pot that bubbles that represents the bubble, toil and trouble. Haro'eh anavim b'chalom. Someone sees grapes in his dream. Yishkim yomak anavim b'midbar. He should awaken and say, God says, I am like grapes in the desert are my people. That's a verse that's positive. Kodem shikamenu pasuk acher. Before he says a different verse, anavim ayin v'rosh. Their grapes are really like poisonous grapes. Haro'eh har b'chalom. Someone sees a mountain in his dream. Yishkim yomak anavu alachim raglem v'aser. How beautiful are the footsteps of the one who gives good news dancing across the mountains. Kodem shikamenu pasuk acher, before he says the other verse, al harim asav b'chivanei, I weep over the mountains. So mountains can represent good news, dancing across the mountains. Mountains can represent weeping. Here we see that the concept that we've been seeing throughout the last section here, that dreams can go two ways. There's no one definition to a dream. A dream has multiple interpretations, and sometimes it depends on how you're going to interpret the dream. So, we'll pick up here, Bezachim, next time.